started getting pizzaina with off the bottom. Toshma, shishi b'chodesh, shishi b'shabbos. Bryce says that it was the sixth day to something, and it was also the sixth day of the month and the sixth day of the week. Kashul Rabbanon, here again, that goes only according to Rabbi Yossi, because according to the Rabbanon, the sixth day of the month was Friday, not Shabbos. And what's it called? No, it's the opposite. The sixth day of the month was Shabbos, not Friday. And according to Rabbi Yossi, since Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, the sixth day of the month was Friday. So it's Kashul Rabbanan. Hanami Rabbi Yossi and Achanami. This Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Shishi Lamai. So what's the first Shishi? Right, it was Shishi, and it was also Shishi Bachodesh and Shishi Bashabas. What was the first Shishi? Rava Omar Lachaniyosam. Rava Achabar Yaakov Omar Lamasson. It was the sixth day since they camped in Midbar Sinai. That's what Rava said. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov said it was the sixth day from the time they left Rafidim. Kamifle gave Shabbos the Mora. And the Machlokas is, what's it called? If Shabbos was given to them already in Mora, and therefore they weren't allowed to travel on Shabbos from Rafidim to Midbar Sinai, or Shabbos wasn't given yet in Mora, and therefore they, what's it called, were able to travel. Dichsiv, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Ba'om Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, kasher tzivcha b'mora. And in the Aseres HaDibros, it says, you should keep Shabbos, in the second Aseres HaDibros, in Voschan, and Moshe Rabbeinu went over them, so he said, you should keep Shabbos, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Ba'om Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, kasher tzivcha b'mora. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was describing what happened at Har Sinai. So he wasn't referring to the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom commanded you at Sinai. If he did was, then he should have mentioned it by all of the, what's it called, Dibros. He only mentioned it by Kibbud Av Va'Eim and by Shabbos. So therefore, Ratosa says, it doesn't mean that you were commanded at Sinai, because then it should apply to all of them. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu was reviewing what happened at Sinai, and at Sinai it was already Kashir Tzivcha, at some point before that. So at in Mara, they already were commanded about Kivud Av Va'Eim and Shabbos. Mar Sovra Shabbos Ifkud, Atchumim Lo Ifkud. One holds that they were mitzvah on Shabbos, but not on Tchumim. And Tosas points out over here, it's not only according to the Mandiyom Rabbi Kiva holds a Tchumim min HaTorah. But other Tanoim hold that Tchumim were only the Rabbanon. So they never were Nifkud on Tchumim min HaTorah. Tchumim over here means Hotzah, where they were not commanded on carrying. That part of Shabbos, those details of Shabbos, weren't yet given. Some even hold that it doesn't mean that they were nifkad on Shabbos, the halachas of Shabbos. They were only nifkad to learn the halachas of Shabbos. But the actual halachas themselves, to keep them, was only from Sinai. Others say, we say in Musaf, Oz mi Sinai nitztavu alecha. Lechor is not true. It's Oz mi Sinai, it's Oz mi Mora, from before Sinai. So there are a few different terutzim. The Panim Yofel says it's taka going on Tchumim. Oz mi Sinai Tztavo, there were certain halachas that we weren't commanded on Shabbos until Sinai, even though there were halachas that we were commanded already before in Mora. The Vush says that Oz means before. Oz mi Sinai, even before Sinai, Nitztavo Alecha, which means in Mora. The Kolbo says that what it means in Musaf is we were Nitztav on the Karbonos of Shabbos at Sinai. We weren't Nitztav on the Karbonos of Shabbos in Mora. And the Maral Prague says that in Mora they only were mitzvah on the essay of Shabbos, Tishbos, but not the Malachos. The Malachos were nischadish at Sinai. Okay, so in any case, so that Mandiomer holds that Shabbos, something of Shabbos, was already commanded at Mora, and one Mandiomer holds even the Halachos of Shabbos, including Tchumim or Hotzah, were already at Mora, and therefore they couldn't travel on Shabbos. What's it called, from Mara to, from Rafidim to Midbar Sinai. So therefore they must have traveled, before that, I guess. So the Masa was not on, the Masa was on Sunday. They left on Sunday, they came back. They left Motzei Shabbos and they came to Midbar Sinai on Sunday. The other Mandiomer says it wasn't the sixth day from the traveling, because the traveling had to be what could be on Shabbos. So they left on Shabbos and they arrived on Sunday. So the one who says that it's a 6 day from their encampment when they came to Midbar Sinai, but not the 6 day from their traveling, holds that they, what's it called, were allowed to leave on Shabbos. And they didn't yet have the halachas of carrying on Shabbos. And the Man D'Omro says that it was a 6 day from their traveling from Rephidim, not just their camping in Midbar Sinai, holds they were allowed to leave on Shabbos. They were not allowed to leave on Shabbos, and therefore they left on Sunday. So it was a 6 day, both from their traveling and from their encampment. The same day they left Rephidim, they came to Midbar Sinai. Rashi, Lechani Yosan, Shahari Rosh Chodesh Chandu. That's for sure that on Rosh Chodesh they came to Midbar Sinai. We learned that already from Bayom Hazeh, Bo'achi Komer, Shishi Lechani Yosan. So the 6 day from the time that they came to Midbar Sinai was Friday, and that was the 6 day of the month, Hu Shishi B'Shabbos. L'mason, af l'mason. And the other man, the Omer, holds that it wasn't only 6 days from the time that they camped in Midbar Sinai, it was 6 days from the time they left Rephidim. Shabiyom Shabol, Midbar Sinai, Nosum Rephidim. The same day that they camped in Midbar Sinai is the same exact day they left Rephidim. The Komithligi Ravacha Varova, B'mitzvah Shabbos, Shenemer Lohem B'mara. The Machlokas revolves around what part of Shabbos did they get in Mara. Shenemer Lohem B'mara. In the Chtavu Al HaTchumim, did they also have the halach of Tchumim, Bobiyom? Right? In Mara already they were commanded not to carry on Shabbos. Olo, Dechsib Dibros HaAchronos, Shomoros Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho Kasher Tzivcha, Shema Mino Kodem HaDibros N'Stavuba. This command was already given earlier. So the question is, what did that contain? Were they allowed to travel on Shabbos? Then they traveled from Rephidim on Shabbos and only came to Midbar Sinai on Sunday. So the 6 day was only the 6 day from when they camped, not the 6 day when they left. Or no, they weren't allowed to carry on Shabbos. They had to leave on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore the same day that they left is the same day they came, and the 6 day was the 6 day to when they left also. The Omer of Yehuda, Dichsiv, Shom, Som, Lo, Choku, Mishpo. We know in Mora that they got some kind of Mishpatim, some kind of Chukim, right? And since it says Kasher Tzivcha, we put the two together, that in Mora they got Shabbos and Kibbut Avoim. Atchumim lo ifkot hilka chishin nosu mirafidim nosu b'Shabbos. Therefore, when they left Rafidim, they were able to leave on Shabbos. Shelo huzoru leilich yosem alpayim amah. They weren't yet commanded not to go more than alpayim amah. Rashi seems to learn that it goes according to the Man D'Omro, who says that tchumim is deraisa. Okay, let's go on. Toshma. Nisan shebo yotzu yisrom mitzrayim be'arbos or shachtu b'scheyem. There's a braisa that describes the chronology of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Nisan that they left Mitzrayim, on the 14th day they shechted Korban Pesach, v'chamishos or yotzu, and they left on the 15th day. That night, what's it called, the night of the 15th, the night before the 14th, they what's it called was Makas Bechoros, and they left in the daytime of the 15th. Ule'erev loku Bechoros, and that evening the Bechoros were smitten. Mar says, Erev Sokadaita, that evening, meaning the evening after the 15th. They already left on the 15th in the morning. Makas Bechoros was not the next night. Ela Mibo Erev Laku Bechoros. Should read, from the night before already the Bechoros were smitten. That was the night after the 14th, the night of the 15th. And the next morning, on the 15th, in the daytime, they left. Va'oso Hayom Chamishi B'Shabbos Hoya. The day they left Mitzrayim, the 15th of Nisan, that year was Thursday. So where it says, Midechameser b'Nisan, Chamishi b'Shabbos, Chamisha b'Shabbos. Since the 15th of Nisan was Thursday, Reish Yarcha de'Iyar Shabbos. That would work out then that Rosh Chodesh Iyar would be on Shabbos. Because Nisan is a Mole, and therefore, what's it called, Iyar was on the 31st day from the beginning of Nisan. So if you have Thursday, and then you have until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, from the 15th till another 15 days, 16, the 16th day would be Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? 16 days is what's it called, is 2 weeks and 2 days. So 2 weeks would be what's it called, 2 days before Rosh Chodesh would be a Thursday, And then two more days is Friday Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar would have been Shabbos. So since the 15th of Nisan was on Thursday, then what's it called? Rish Yar for the Iyar Shabbos. That means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar would have come out on Shabbos. Rish Yar for the Sivan Chad b'Shabbos. And now what's it called? Iyar is a Nisan is a full month, but Iyar is a chaser. That's how it works. 1 month Malay, 1 month chaser. So Nisan is Malay, Iyar is chaser. That means Iyar only has 29 days, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So therefore, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be 30 days later. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be 28 days would be Shabbos, and now you have two more days, so that's what's it called, you have what's it called, 29 days, right. No, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. The 29th would be Shabbos, right. Okay, and the 30th would be Sunday, right. Okay, 29th would be Shabbos, and the 30th would be Sunday. So Reish Yarcha, the Sivan, is Chad B'Shabbos. So it comes out that, therefore, that what's it called, that the year they left Mitzrayim, it had to work out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi says, not what the Rabbanan say. The Rabbanan say Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Monday. So here, according to this Brisa, it'll work out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. And like Rabbi Yossi, Kashel Rabbanan, Amri L'cho Rabbanan, Iyar D'Haishata Avurei Avruah. No, you don't even have to say that this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi, right? Well, the what's it called? The calculations are wrong, because you're assuming that Iyar was a chaser. It only had 29 days. That's not true. Iyar, that year, they made a mole. Most of the time, it goes, what's it called, one chaser, one mole. But that year, they made, what's it called, Iyar a mole. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh was not till Monday. Toshma, Rasi Rashi. La'erev mashma la'erev habo, mashma the next night. So where it says, no, it means the night before. That's when Makkos Bechoros was. Rosh Yarcho de Iyar Shabsa, Shari Nisan Mole, Hu La'olam. Nisan is always a 30-day month. Reish Yarcho de Sivan, Bechad B'Shabsa. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was going to be on Sunday. Samara says, Tosh Ma de Lo Avru Nisan. I'll bring you a proof from a Braisa that they didn't make Iyar, de Lo Avru, that they didn't make Iyar that year a, what's it called, a full month. Right, that Iyar was, as usually is, a chaser. How do I know? Because it says, Nisan Shebo Yotsu Yisro Mitzrayim, Be'arbos HaShachtu B'Shem, another Braisa. The year they left Mitzrayim, on the 14th day of Nisan, they shechted the Korban Pesach, B'chamishos or Yotsu, on the 15th they left Mitzrayim, U'la'erev Loku B'choros, here the Braisa also says the same Lashon, and that evening, the B'choros were smitten. Mora says, Lo'erev, that evening, that was the evening after they left, Ela Eimab Mibo Erev Laku, from the evening before the Bechoros already smitten. Va'oso Hayom Chamishu B'Shabbos Hoya. And that day, everybody agrees, was a Thursday. They left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Hishlim Nisan, they finished off Nisan, the Ira Ir, Lios B'Shabbos. And therefore Rosh Chodesh Ir was on Shabbos, like we said before. Chaser Ir, right? Ir was a Chaser, right? Ir was only 29 days. The Ira Sivan Lios Becha B'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. So Beferish, they didn't make Ir a Mole, they made Ir a Chaser, and therefore Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. Kashul Rabbanan, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. Here we're stuck. The Rabbanan say, Yenechanami, this Brice that goes according to Rabbi Yossi. We also agree that the Rabbi Yossi has a Shita, and we agree that there are other Brices that agree with Rabbi Yossi. But we hold differently, and we have Brices that support us. So no problem. If Bryce happens to go according to Rabbi Yossi. Rashi. Hishlim Nisan. Nismale Bishloshim Yom. Nisan was a full month of 30 days. Loshin Sholim. Chisar Ir. And Ir was a Chaser. Shari Ir Chaser Kisidron. That's the way it normally is. 1 month Male, 1 month Chaser. Umisrami Sivan Bechad B'Shabsa. Then Rosh Chodesh Sivan comes out on Sunday. V'oso Winigayet. Okay. So this Brisa for sure goes like Rabbi Yossi, but the other one could be, goes like the Rabbanan, and Enochinami, they made Iyar a full month. Okay. Toshma, Vayisu Me'elim, Vayavo kol hadas bnei Yisrael. Right? They left Elim and they came to Midbar Tzin. V'chamishos hayom lechodesh hasheni. Right? When did they come to Midbar Tzin? On the 15th day of the second month, the 15th of Iyar. That's when they came to Midbar Tzin. V'oso hayom Shabbos hayom. That day was Shabbos. It was a Shabbos. Tchsiv uboker reisim es kvod Hashem. Right? It's, that's when they were told about the month. And they were told, in the morning, you'll see Kvod Hashem. And then it says, right after that, 6 days, you should gather the mon. And then, on next day will be Shabbos. So that means that when they came to Midbar Tzin, right, and they complained about the mon, they didn't get the mon that day. They said, the next morning, tomorrow morning, which means Sunday morning, you'll see the Kvod Hashem, and you'll get the mon. And then 6 days, you should gather the mon, right, from that Sunday till Friday. And then on Shabbos, which is 7 days later, means that he was talking to them on Shabbos, there won't be any mon. So now let's see. Since we've established that the 15th of Iyar was Shabbos, Reish Yarcha de Sivan Chad b'Shabbos. So if what's it called? If Iyar is a Choser, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be Sunday. If the 15th of Iyar is Shabbos, right? So then 15 days later is going to be Sunday. Kashil Rabbanan, this Braisa also says that Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday, not Monday. Amrit Chorabbanan, Iyar Dahi Shaita Avur Evrua. No, the calculation you're making wrong. You're assuming that Iyar was only a 29-day month. But that year they made Iyar a 30-day month. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Sivan didn't come out till Monday. Omar le Rav Chavivi mechozno al Rav Ashi. Toshma. Another raya. Vayehi b'chodesh harishon, d'ashona hashenis, be'echod l'chodesh, hukam ha-mishkan. On the first day of, what's it called, of the first month, in other words, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, of the second year that they went out of Mitzrayim, that's when the Mishkan was, what's it called, was dedicated. Okay, the Mishkan was put up and started into service on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year they left Mitzrayim. Tana, Oso Yom Notel Eser HaToros. There's another Braisa that says that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, had 10 crowns. Rishon L'Maisa Bereshis. It was the first day of Maisa Bereshis, meaning it was a Sunday. That was the first crown. Okay, Rishon L'Nesiyim. It was the first day that the Nesiim started bringing their korbanos. Nachshon ben Aminadav brought his korban on that day. That started the 12 days of Chanukah Samizbeach. That was the first day for the Nesiim. Rishon leKohuna. It was the first day for Kohuna. First time, until then, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was making the korbanos and the Bechoros. And the Shivas Yimei HaMaluim. And this is the first day that Aaron and his sons were consecrated. Rishon laAvoda. It was the first day for Avoda, right? Avoda Satzibur, the Tmidim, and other Korbanos of Trumas Alishka was started. The regular Seder of Korbanos started that day. Rishon Liyarida Soesh. It was the first day that the fire came down in Ashamayim. Rishon Lachilas Kodshim. It was the first day that they ate Kodshim in the place where, what's it called, where they had to eat it, Rashi said. Right? Till then, they could eat Kodshim anywhere. Here were the laws of where to eat kachim started that day. Rishon Lishkon Shechina. It was the first day that the Shechina devolved into the Mishkan. Rishon Levarech Yisrael was the first day for Birkas Kohanim. Rishon Leisur Habamos. It was the first day that you weren't allowed to bring Karbanos anywhere else except in the Mishkan. Till then they could bring them anywhere. Rishon Lechadashim. And that was the first month of the year, Nisan. So 10 things. So the, let's see Rashi here first. Also Hayom Shabbos, the day, the 15th day of Iyar that they came to Midbar Tzin, where they got the mon, was a Shabbos. Shenamru Boker Risim, Shenisramu Bo B'Yom Al Hamon. That's the day they complained, and that because of that they complained they had nothing to eat, and that's the day that the mon was given to them. Kedesi Vayilonu Al Moshe Lahamis is Kol Hakol Hazeh Barov. The Rabbanu Shem said, tomorrow morning you'll see that I'm going to provide for you. So the mon fell on the next day. According to this Gemara, the mon started falling on Tezayin Iyar, not on Tezvav. Tezvav was Shabbos. The mon obviously didn't fall on Shabbos, surely not the first time. And it fell the next day on Sunday, and then they had 6 days to gather the mon till the next Shabbos. So others say that Maisa, that the mon started falling on Pesach Sheni, on Tesvav Iyar. That's one of the milas of Pesach Sheni, that what's it called, that it's that's the day the mon started. Here it says that it didn't fall till Tezayim Iyar. Right? It didn't fall on Tezvav, only fell on Tezayim. The Alkain, the Chad B'Shabbos, Yored Lohem Hamon. The mon fell on Sunday, the first Chila. Shenemer, Sheshes Yomim Tilketu, Vayom Ashvi Lirido, so Shabbos Lo Yebo. From this day, you have 6 days to gather the mon, and the seventh day from the time that it started was a Shabbos again. Reish Yarcha the Sivan Chad B'Shabbos, therefore Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. Kishe Tashlin Ileir Ad Tesvav, the Yom Tesvav Rosh Chodesh Sivan. If you add 15 more days to Iyar, right, the 15th day is going to be Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is a Sunday. If the 15th was Shabbos, then 15 days later is going to be Sunday. Esra Toros, Rishon Lasora Dvarin. It was the first of 10 things. For 10 things. Rishon Labrias Olam, Shechel B'Shabbos. It was Sunday. Rishon L'Nesiyim, L'Akrovas Nesiyim, L'Chanukas Abayis. Rishon L'Kahuna, Oso Hayom Shmini L'Miluim. That was the 8th day of the Miluim. The Avoda be Arnuvana, the Arachshav Hayab Bechoros. Until then, the Bechoros did the Avoda, and the 7 days of the Miluim Moshe Rabbeinu did it. And this is the first day that the Kohanim started doing the Avoda. Rishon Lavoda, the Seder Avoda Sibur. This is the first day that they had the actual Korbanos Sibur on a regular basis started on this day. Sibur Tzmidim Ushar Korbanos Shal Trumas Alishka. Right, the regular Avoda Sibur, the regular daily Avoda started on this day. Liridas Eish, Vateitze Eish Melefnei Hashem, Vatochal Mizbeach, Lachilas Kodshim B'mechitza, that they had to eat Kodshim in a certain place in the Mishkan, the Ad Achshav Hayu Necholim B'chol Mokom. Until now, they could be eaten anywhere. Now, the Kodshim Kedoshim had to be eaten in the Azara, and Kodshim Kalim in the, what's it called, in the Chatzar Beis Mishkan. Lishkon B'Yisrael is the first day, the Shchina, Shor Sasham, the Asiva Shachanti B'socham, Nechlal Dar Hashto, Lo Shor Sasham. Till now, the Shchina did not dwell amongst them. It dwelled amongst them only when the Mishkan was put up. Levorech Birkas Kohanim, the Asiva Yisaris Yom, the first day of Birkas Kohanim. Le'isr HaBominos, Me'achshav Nesru, from that time on, it was Aser to Shecht Korbanos anywhere except in the Mishkan. Shuroi LePesach Oel Moed, Ki Tasiv El Pesach Oel Moed, Lo Hivio. As long as there was no Oel Moed, you could Shecht Korbanos anywhere. So, two things. First of all, the Tosis over here says, if according to all these Cheshbonos, okay, it comes out they left Mitzrayim on Thursday. That means that they Shechted Korban Pesach on Wednesday, okay? And that means that the 10th day of Nisan, which was the day that they were commanded to take the Seh, right, and hold it for 4 days until they shechted it on Wednesday, was Shabbos. And that's why he says we call Shabbos HaGadol the Shabbos before Pesach. Because on that day, the Medrash says that when they took their Pesachim, right, the Bechoros came to Paro, and the Bechoros came to Klal Yisrael, and they asked them, what are you doing? They said, we're going to shecht the Korban Pesach on Wednesday, and God is going to kill all the firstborn. So when the firstborn heard that, they went to their fathers and to Paro, and they said, send them out, because everything Moshe said till now is true, and we are not interested in dying. So Paro refused, and they made a civil war. And that's what it says, L'makei Mitzrayim b'vchoreihem, that the Rebbe Moshe smote the Egyptians through their Bechoros. Not that he smote the Bechoros. He smote the Egyptians through the Bechoros. Bechoros made a civil war in Mitzrayim. So that's Shabbos HaGadol. And the Medrash says a different shot. Medrash says that Shabbos HaGadol was that when the Egyptians came to the Jews and they heard they're going to shecht Korban Pesach in 4 days, they couldn't do anything to them, even though they're slaughtering their idols. So the Marsha says both of these things go together. Because the ones that were concerned that they took Korban Pesach to begin with were only the Bechoros. Because they didn't know that the Bechoros were going to be killed. They weren't. The Jews were told that. The Egyptians weren't told that. But they were concerned that they were taking the mazel of Mitzrayim was the Tleh, was the, what's it called, was the, and the Bechoros had that same mazel. So they were concerned, why are you taking our mazel, right? What are you going to do with it? So the Jews told them that we're going to shecht it, and we're what's it called? And then the Bechoros couldn't do anything to them, and that the Bechoros are going to be killed. We're taking your mazel away, and because of that, you're going to be killed. So then they went to Paro. So the whole thing was all part of one Seder. Right? It's the Bechoros who came. They were the ones who found out they're going to shecht Korban Pesach. They're the ones who couldn't do anything. And then they heard that they're going to be killed. They went to Paro and started a civil war. Okay. The Marsha has a different problem over here. There are a lot of other things that were first on what's it called? Tosfos brings down. It was Rishon LaHakamas HaMishkan. Right? First day the Mishkan was up. Right? So he says, not really true, because they put Moshe Rabbeinu put the Mishkan up and took it down for 7 days before. And also, that's what it means. This day of the first day of the Mishkan had 10 other firsts with it. But the Marsha brings down there were many other firsts on that day. And therefore, he says what it means is not that it was just the first for these things, but these things were made on the Rabbanu Shel Olam being Rishon. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is called Rishon V'hu Acharon. Rishon and Achron by the Rabbanu Shel Olam means that he is different than everything else. He is, there's nothing like him. That's what Rishon means. So he says, Rishon Hanemer Bo Yisborach, who Rishon the Ein Sheni, the Achron Lo. There's nothing similar to him. There's nothing secondary to him. There's nothing like him. Ani Rishon the Ani Achron, Umi Baladai Ein Elokim. So that's what it means, Rishon, over here. And all these things, the Marsha shows, were things that showed that there's nothing like the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Rishon the Briyas HaOlam, because what's it called? The Briyas HaOlam shows Achdus Hashem. That's why it doesn't say Hayom Yom Rishon, what's it called? And in Briyas HaOlam, Yom Rishon, it says Yom Echad, because Sunday was the Rabbanu Shel Olam was alone. He was one in the Briya. There was nothing else yet created, so he was Echad. So Rishon the Briyas HaOlam shows the Rabbanu Shel Olam is one, nothing like him. Then Rishon, Rishon the Nasiim, the Nasi Echad Leyom, right? That Nachshon was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim by the Yam, right? And that showed he was Meyached the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that there is nothing secondary, nothing like the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Kahuna is also Meyached Hashem in Avoda, so that also shows the Rabbanu Shel Olam is Rishon. Rishon Lavoda, Korbanos also show that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is to be worshipped and nothing else besides him. And so too he goes and shows all the other 10 things are not just done, they were the first time these things were done. But they were things that were done as Rishons, as testimony that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is Rishon. That's how the Marsha learns this. Not just Stam, that they were 10 firsts, because there were other firsts on those days also and they weren't counted. But anything that was a first, meaning it testified to the oneness of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, those 10 things were counted on those day, on that day. Okay, so let's go on. Umidereish Yarcha the Nisan, the Haishasa Chad B'Shabbos. So now we're going in the second year. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, when they left Mitzrayim, was on Sunday, right, then the Ishtokeid, right, B'Dalet B'Shabbos. Then the year before that, what's it called, was on Wednesday. Yeah? Second. Right. Was on Wednesday. Different gears are here. Yeah, okay. B'dalet de Shabbos. So, why? D'tanya, acherim omrim, ein bein atzeres latzeres, ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah, el adalet yomim bilvad. Right? From one year to the other, there's a four-day change. Why? Because there's 354 days in a lunar year. Okay? So that means 350 is a factor of 7. Right? And you have 4 days left over. It's the remainder. So if this year Rosh Hashanah was Sunday, 354 days later is going to be Wednesday. Right? 350 days is going to be Sunday. And 4 more days is Wednesday. So if this year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Sunday, then the year before it was Wednesday. And if that year was Sunday, then the next year, the year before had been Wednesday. Then Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, 4 days later. Okay. The Imhoisa Shana Muberes, hey, So that's what Acherim say. Acherim say that if you have a regular year, it's 354 days, because it's always one chaser and one male, so it ends up to be 354 days. There's only a four-day difference. There's always a four-day difference between one year and the next. And if it's a Shana Muberes, where you have an extra full month, because the two Adars are always full, then it's 5 days different. Then it's 5 days difference. So Havi Le Resh Yarcha De'ir Male Shaps. If that's the case, then the year before, the what's it called, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Wednesday. That means that what's it called, Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Friday, because Nisan's a full month. So then Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Friday. Resh Yarcha De Siva on Shapsa. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Shabbos. Kasha Bein Rabbi Yossi Bein Rabban. Nobody holds like that. The Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabban is only if Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Sunday or Monday. But nobody holds Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Shabbos. According to this Cheshbin, Rosh Chodesh Iyar of the first year, Rosh Chodesh Sivan of the first year, should have been on Shabbos. Samara says, Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserin Ovud, Rabbanon Ches Chaserin Ovud. That year, they didn't go one Mali and one Chaser. For whatever reason, they made 7 months Chaserim, right? And according to the Rabbanan, they made 8 months Chaserim. And therefore, the difference between the day of the week of 1 year and the day of the week of the next year was not 4 days, right? It was what's it called, was less days. And therefore, it works out that either according to the Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Monday, or according to Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. Rashi. The high shata shana hashenis the itziyasim hukam mishkan. The second year that they left Mitzrayim, the mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Dalid yomim kshata koveya kol hachadoshim kesidran. When you make the months one mole, one chaser throughout the year, okay? Echad mole vechad chaser. Havi arba yomim beitchila shana letchila shana. Acheres. You'll have a four-day difference, right, between 1 year and the next. If you have 12 months, one mole, one chaser, it adds up to 354 days. Kulan shvuyim, they all are factors of seven, right? Chutz mi'arba yom, except for the last four. 350 is a factor of seven, and four is left over. V'mhoisa shana muberes, hey. And if it was a leap year, then there's 5 days difference between that year and the next. The kasaver shnehu ador mavdina chaserim. No, the others are chaser, not mali. They're both chaser. They're only 29-day months, the two others. Pesach dochu yom echad lekamei. And therefore, the next year, Pesach will be an extra day, difference. Zayin chaserim avod. So the Gemara answers, that year they've made a difference. They had a reason why they're allowed to make it. They don't have to make it one mole and one chaser. Right? If Beis Din finds a reason why, they can make it even earlier. So therefore, that year, they made 7 months chaser and only 5 mole, not 6 and 6. What? Yeah, but Beis Din has a right, according to Cheshbonos, even to not accept the Edim or to tell the Edim to say they saw something they didn't see, whatever. They have a right to do that. Therefore, there only ended up 3 days difference between 1 year and the next. Hilkach dishtaket behebe Shabbos, if the year before was on Thursday, right? V'leslei da acherim da amrei ein ma'abrin vein mechasim shum chodesh l'tzorech. And he doesn't hold. This price doesn't hold like acherim, who says that you always make 1 month chaser and 1 month mole, but you have a right to, if there's a reason, to make more than 1 month mole and in a row, or more than 1 month chaser, 2 months chaser in a row. That's what Acherim holds. But the Omer holds no. They had a right to make more months chaser or more months mole, and that's what they did that year. According to the Rabbanan, they made 7 months chaser. According to Rabbi Yossi, they made 7 months chaser. According to the Rabbanan, ches chasuri avot. And if they made 8 months chaser, there was only 2 days difference. There was only 352 days in the year. According to Rabbi Yossi, there were 353 days. So according to him, there were 3 days difference. According to them, there was only 2 days difference. And if that's the case, then what's it called? The year before was Erev Shabbos, and this year was what's it called was Monday. So So far, we have many different sources as to when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was, but it boils down to the fact that there are sources like Rav Yossi and sources like the Rabbanim.